Hi, it's Hans Hollinger at www.personaldevelopmentformen.com. Today's topic is, you can change. Now, I think the more and more people are realizing that they can change, that you can change almost any aspect of your life and perhaps every aspect. But you have to get past this idea that you can't. I mean, that's really the first thing. If you think you cannot change, that you were born this way, this is how I am, this is my nature, this is my body, this is how I look, this is how I feel, this is how smart I am, or how spiritual, or how emotional, or how physical I am, and this is how I'm going to be. Well, if you think you cannot change, if you think your nature is set, and then you won't, right? That's fairly simple to understand, isn't it? That if you think you can't do it, there's no way that you will, because changing anything takes some effort. Changing a light bulb takes some effort. You've got to go to it, reach up, unscrew it, take it down, put in a new one. It's some effort. It doesn't just happen without the effort placed. So the simple thing of a light bulb takes that level of effort. What about the level of effort needed to change something more? What about that? Do you see what I'm getting at? It's the effort and the thinking and the planning that's needed. But the trigger is thinking you can change, thinking that it's possible. Thinking that, well, maybe I can do that if I really want to, if I really put in the effort to do so. So that's where it starts. That's what I'm telling you. You can change. I've changed so much over the years. To me, it's just incredible. It's like I'm a whole different person. Do you think I'd be sitting here talking to you when I was married? No. No, of course not. Even when I was a younger man, let's say at the peak or my prime of physical, you know, the way I looked and my body and how I felt about myself, I couldn't sit here and talk to you on this machine. There's no way I would do that. There was no way, even if it was possible in those days to put this stuff on the internet, there's no way I would have done it. There's just no way. I mean, I was not able to accept that that's the kind of person I would be, that I would want to talk to you, that I would want to get my opinion across, that I would want to help you. But now I've changed. I've decided, you know, I have a lot to offer, and I'm going to change and offer it and help you, and you can do the same. You can change whatever aspect of yourself. And sometimes the best way is just to say, you know what? What is the one thing I want to change the most right now? And you dive into that. And you plan it, and you think about it, and you work on it, and you spend the time and effort necessary to change that thing. I mean, isn't that how anybody gets anything done at all? You have a big project at work, it doesn't get done by not doing it. It gets done by the work put into it, by the effort, the mind work, the physical work, whatever kind of work it is. It's changing something, don't you see? It's changing. You can change something. You can work with other people to finish a project. You can do your own project by yourself and finish it. And that's changing. So if you can change a thing, if you can take a blank piece of paper, fill it with words and text and mean something, if you can create an audio like this or YouTube or a video, put it on YouTube or share it in some manner or write it, anything, that's change. You've added something to the world, and perhaps it will change somebody's life by them thinking about it. So all those things are just changes. And so why would you think you can't change yourself, right? Why would you think that? Where does that come from? Well, it comes from within, right? It comes in your own mind. Your mind says, oh, I can't change. I was born this way. My parents are this way. My family's this way. I grew up in this manner, and this is how I am, and this is how I'm going to stay. Well, obviously, the more you're thinking about this, the more you're doing about this, the more you listen to people like me and others and read books and listen to audios and watch videos about the power of change and how you can make yourself better and be more happy and do whatever it takes to raise yourself up to the level you want to be, you realize you can change. It's not that difficult anymore because people are stepping out of this idea that they can't change. Now, you do look to your one side or the other and you see massive numbers of people who think they cannot, but they aren't right. Can you see that? They aren't right. Those people are not right. They are there. You are here. And here is better. Because being here, you realize you can change. You can do what you do to make your life better by changing, by adding value to your own life. You talk about that a lot, don't they? About adding value. And it always kind of strikes me as, well, you're adding value to someone else. Well, that's all fine and good. But what about if you add value to yourself? You're sitting here, you have a life to live too. You know, it's not just someone else who deserves a good life. You know, why don't you deserve that good life? So you add value to your own life. And you add value by thinking about, well, what do I want to change about myself? You know, I'm sitting here, and you should be sitting here thinking, well, I'm pleased, I'm happy now, but I'm not totally satisfied. So that's where the change comes in. If you're not totally satisfied with something, well, you just add the effort and the energy into that and say, hey, what else should I be doing to make my life better? Let's say, yeah, I mean, what's an example? I'm overweight, right? I weigh too much. I'm thick in the midsection. What would I do to add value to my life? How would I overcome that? Well, obviously with change, with saying, you know, instead of eating so much, instead of overdoing the junk food, instead of not walking, not exercising, do the opposite. Walk, exercise, watch your diet. That's change. I'm changing. You can add value to your own life. You can improve your looks, your health, how you feel by adding value to your life by change. See, if you think about it that way, it's fairly simple, right? You don't say, well, man, I'm really, I'm 100 pounds overweight, and that's how I am, and that's how I'm going to be, and that's how I'm going to die. Well, you know, obviously that's a very depressing way to think. It doesn't add up because other people have lost weight. Other people can do it. If other people can do it, you can do it because we are all a people. Right? One person doesn't have any certain extra ability over another for doing something of this nature. Yes, maybe it would be difficult if you're 60 years old to, you know, play in the NFL, right? That doesn't seem, maybe changing that dramatically would be difficult. But having the goal of playing in the NFL, that's really not much of a goal anyway. But let's just get off that point. What I'm saying is changing doesn't have to be so difficult. It can be just something that you do. You wake up in the morning and I have this list of things I want to do, and all the things on my list, some of them have to do with getting things done for other people, but the bulk of the things on my list is something that I do for myself. That I will feel good when those things are done. I will be happy. My life will be smoother. Things about my life will be better if I do those things. I'm adding value to my own life. I'm changing. I wake up in the morning. I have a big list of things to do. End of the day, most of those things are done or plan to be done a different day. That makes even more sense. And you go to bed happy, satisfied, relaxed, and sleep well. Now, on the other hand, if you wake up in the morning, you look at your list, and you don't do anything about the list, if you don't change anything on that list from undone to done, you're going to go to bed unpleased, unsatisfied, wishing you had done something, and cursing yourself for being so lazy or such a procrastinator. Well, just go the opposite way. Just say, hey, you know, tomorrow I'm going to do those things. I'm going to break down those things into smaller bites that's even easier to accomplish. I mean, this is a classic organization method and planning method, is just to break things down smaller and smaller and smaller, so they're so easy to do that there is not, there's no way you can't do them because they're so easy. They break it down. You break it down so small and bite-sized that it's just minutes of effort. But see, if you're at a point where even minutes of effort is too much, well, that's what you have to do. You got to break it down. You have to change. You've got to write down. You got to pick up the pencil or the pen and the paper and do that. And don't worry so much about the electronics and tracking and all that. Just do. At the end of the day, if you've gotten done 10 things, even if these things are so small as to be almost inconsequential, you're going to feel good. You're going to feel happy with the change. So getting back to the overall arching theme of change, I mean, it's just thinking you cannot change is just a total victim mentality. And none of us have to be a victim, right? There's not some set number of people in the world who, you know, these are the victims and these are the empowered people and these are the awakened people and these are the enlightened people. No. Why don't we think of it, you know, we're all going to be enlightened. We're all going to get from victim, go through the stages, you know, as Dr. Joe Vitale talks about it, from victim to empowered to enlightened to awakened, or however he terms it. I think you get the idea, though, that being a victim is the worst thing you can do for your life. And being a victim only involves you. You are making yourself the victim. Now, there is, let's say, this giant overall arching worldly theme of somebody making us a victim. And I realize, and anyone realizes, that there are areas of the world that are going to be so much more difficult to do this. Yes, that's all true. You can see it throughout history that there's been a lot of oppression and problems and tyranny and despoticness and extreme mind control. But if you're sitting here listening to this, that isn't you, right? If you're sitting there listening to something on the internet, that isn't you. You are not there. You are not a victim. You are moving up the scale, right? Just the very fact of just turning this on and listening to a few minutes puts you up the scale. And how can I say this? Because I've moved myself up the scale. I've changed myself for the better. I used to be a victim. I used to think, oh my gosh, this woman in my life, my wife, she's just so miserable. I'm just so unhappy. But that's my lot in life. I have to stay married to her because that's what a man does. And all of that stupid nonsense of saying, you know, I have to stay here and take it. But I changed, right? I left her. And my life has skyrocketed upward with that decision. And all the decisions I make just propel me farther up. And I want to change. I want my life to just grow and build and be better day by day. And it is. And yes, there are setbacks. Some days I slide backwards. Some days I eat way too much. Some days or some weeks I get so busy trying to take care of other people that I don't have time to take care of myself. And I slide backwards. But that's not how I want to be. So I recognize this and say, you know what, I'm going to move up the scale again. I'm going to do better. I'm going to add value back to my life. I look at my calendar. Oh, I haven't exercised in a week. Well, I put on my walking shoes and go for a walk, right? I immediately take steps to change myself for the better. I look at the refrigerator and see I don't have the proper foods in there to eat. I go to the grocery store and get the proper foods that I need to make my life better. I am not dealing adequately with my ex-wife. I take steps to deal with her. I put energy back into that process and say, you know what? What can I do to distance myself from her and do make my life happier for me and my kids, adding value to not only my life, but their lives? So you can change, and once you realize it, you just start doing the change. You become the change, and you forget about all this stuff about, you know, the government. Once the government does this, then I can change for the better. And once the government changes its policies so I can do this, then I can live. Or once, if you go the other way and say, well, once all the governments are abolished, then I'll have freedom and then I'll be fine. Well, that's total victimhood. That's total and utter victimhood. And this is not how you want to be. You have to say, you know, right now, I am living right now. And today, what do I want? Today, right now. What do I want now? I don't want to sit here and say, well, boy, if the other party gets in power in a couple of years, then things will be great for me. Or, you know, in 20 years from now, the governments will all probably be abolished, and then things will be great. No, that's total victimhood. You're waiting for something outside yourself. You have to say, you know, what can I do right now? If all those things happen in the future, that would be fine, great, but you'll have to adapt. You got to adapt yourself to now. What can you do now to say, you know, what do I do now? Now. How do I change my life for the better now? And you can and you will, as long as you believe it. That was Hans Hollinger at www.personaldevelopmentformen.com.